KPBS On Demand is supported by Sally Ride Science, presenting Women in Leadership, featuring panelists Ina Garten, Michelle Hanabusa, and Margot Lee Shetterly, sharing their stories and discussing ways women can lead a better future. May 23rd on campus. Tickets at sallyridescience.edu.
Good morning. I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, September 23rd. A key witness takes the stand in the Navy arson case. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Wanted fugitive Leonard Glenn Francis is in custody in Venezuela. Nicknamed Fat Leonard, he escaped early this month from San Diego, where he was under house arrest. Francis orchestrated one of the largest corruption scandals in Navy history. He fled to Venezuela through Mexico just before his sentencing. Venezuelan officials report Leonard had plans to flee to Russia. Francis's sentencing has been rescheduled for December, but the U.S. has limited extradition with Venezuela, which may complicate Francis's return to the States. Starting today, masks inside correction facilities, shelters, and cooling centers may be optional if COVID-19 levels are low. State health officials are aligning their guidance with the CDC risk level system. It has San Diego County in the lowest tier, which says people can choose to wear a mask, but still says those with symptoms or exposure should wear them. Another person has died in a San Diego County jail. A Sheriff's Department spokesperson says on Sunday, deputies found two inmates unresponsive in their cell at the downtown jail. CPR and naloxone were administered, hinting at a suspected drug overdose. Investigators say one of the men made a full recovery, but the other died at a local hospital. The cause of death is under investigation. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego, offering the online Master of Data Science program, shaping the next generation of data-driven problem solvers. Learn more about the online Master of Data Science program from UC San Diego at omds.ucsd.edu. KPBS On Demand is supported by the Mainly Mozart All-Star Orchestra Festival, led by Maestro Michael Francis, in an all-star gathering of concertmasters and principal players from orchestras across the country, including the Los Angeles Philharmonic, New York Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, Dallas Symphony, and more. All performing together on one stage October 12th through the 15th at the newly built Center Theater at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets are available at mainlymozart.org.
Yesterday, in the arson trial for the U.S.'s Bonham Richard, prosecutors attempted to place Ryan Mays at the scene of the fire. KPBS military reporter Steve Walsh has the story.
Seaman apprentice Ryan Sawyer Mays is charged with arson and hazarding a vessel in the fire that burned along the San Diego waterfront for nearly 5 days in July 2020. The prosecution's key witness, Petty Officer Kinji Velasco, was on watch the morning of the fire. On Thursday, Velasco testified in the court-martial proceeding at Naval Base San Diego. Velasco says he saw Mays going into the area where the fire started, saying, "I love deck." Both sailors were members of the ship's deck department. Mays's attorney countered that Velasco initially told investigators that he didn't recognize the person who passed him, only implicating Mays after several interviews, including one that lasted 6 hours. Gary Barthel is part of Mays's original defense team.
In the course of that interview, he initially told NCIS that he never saw the person before. He didn't recognize the person.
Prosecutors are expected to finish their case Friday. Steve Walsh, KPBS News.
The Miramar Air Show is back this year after a 2-year hiatus due to COVID. At the same time, a coalition of groups is calling for the show to be canceled for good. More now from KPBS reporter John Carroll.
We're not here to kill a party, but the climate crisis is here to kill us as a species. That's Gary Butterfield with the group Veterans for Peace. His group, along with 16 other environmental and social justice organizations, say the enormous amount of pollution released over the 3 days of the Miramar Air Show just doesn't make sense in a world seeing more damaging effects of climate change every day.
And as citizens of San Diego, we're being asked to make sacrifices to reduce our carbon footprint. And we feel it's incumbent upon the military, especially the Navy and Marines, to do the same.
But the Marine Corps says it's just 3 days, and they say it's worth it for the opportunity the show gives to build camaraderie with the community and to show people how they're working to keep this nation safe. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Protests have continued in Iran since a young woman died after the Iranian government's morality police took her into custody for not properly wearing a headscarf. KPBS reporter Kitty Alvarado has more.
Iranians have been protesting for almost a week after 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died after being taken into custody by the morality police for not wearing her headscarf properly. Women have led the protest by burning their hijabs and cutting their hair on the streets and on social media. But now many sites on the internet are also being blocked. Iranian state media says 17 people have been killed in the unrest.
Tremendous sadness.
Mehdi Mohan was born in Iran and lives in San Diego. He says Iranian Americans are distressed by the images and news coming out of the country.
It has had a tremendous impact on all of us, in particular those of us that are parents.
Mohan says two separate issues are causing the unrest. The first, the cause of Amini's death. The president of Iran has ordered an investigation and offered condolences to the family, but that hasn't been enough. Mohan says the investigation must be transparent and happen quickly.
This particular issue, the loss of a beautiful, young, intelligent woman, is investigated, addressed, and you know, situation is corrected such that it will not happen in the future.
He says the second is the root cause of the anger among people in cities throughout the country.
And that anger, has to do with the fact that some of the young that are on the streets might think that they are not being listened to.
And then he offered some beautiful words from a Persian poet and philosopher, Sadi.
We're all belonging to the human family. As a member, as a body. And if one member of that body is ill, the entire body will be ill. The women of Iran need to be respected. Their desires need to be heard.
We reached out to several other Iranian Americans in San Diego. They declined interviews because they fear their families in Iran would be punished if they went public with their thoughts. Kitty Alvarado, KPBS News.
Coming up, a use of force incident is resulting in new training for one North County Police Department. We'll have that story and more next, just after the break.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego.
For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Last year, Carlsbad police used a beanbag gun and pepper balls on two suspects, and it led to big changes. KPBS investigative reporter Claire Tregesser says the police involved were suspended and there's new training. A warning, this story contains graphic sounds.
On a Saturday night in April 2021, Carlsbad police officer Jordan Walker was searching for a stolen Kia SUV. He headed to an area of town near the I-5, known as a hotspot for crime.
We're passing Macadamia now, still south.
Walker spotted the car. It was being driven by a woman with a male passenger. He pulled them over and asked them to get out of the car.
Driver, shut the car off!
The driver refused, but the passenger listened. But when they tried to handcuff him, he fought back. So officers took him to the ground and punched him repeatedly.
I can't breathe, dude. Look, my hands are free.
I can probably get some pepper ball through that driver's side.
Corporal Derek Harvey fired a beanbag gun to puncture a hole in the car's rear window. Then Officer Edward Ramirez fired pepper balls at the woman, 57 rounds in all, while she was in the car and after she jumped out and began to run. Officers ended up tackling and arresting her inside a nearby hotel. As far as police use of force incidents go, this one was not all that unusual. But the actions by the Carlsbad Police Department following the incident were. The department disciplined the officers, even though there were no complaints from the public.
Officer Ramirez deployed multiple rounds of the pepper ball gun.
Christy Calderwood is Carlsbad's assistant police chief.
He was definitely out of compliance because she had not shown violent actions.
The department also faulted the supervisor, Sergeant Morgan Griggs, for not de-escalating the situation, and the high-ranking watch commander, Lieutenant Greg White, for not showing up at all.
Which was very concerning for us, and he ended up leaving the force shortly after that.
This level of discipline is not typical. Just 3% of local officers who used enough force to cause severe injury received any discipline. That's according to a KPBS analysis of local incidents since 2000. In Carlsbad, the department also created new training and reached out to community groups for input on a new de-escalation policy, including the North County Equity and Justice Coalition. Yusuf Miller is the co-founder.
It was a really easy and smooth process. I really enjoyed it. We were understood by the police department. They were understood by us, and it moved along without a lot of the contention you see in other meetings. You know, people ready to throw shoes and books at each other and all this kind of stuff and arguments.
The Carlsbad Equity Coalition has also seen police improve their attitudes. Allie Vrendenberg is president.
There's this moral responsibility to protect everyone that they can. And so it's creating this mindset of reducing harm to everyone and having a reverence for human life.
Still, Miller says none of this would be happening without the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police.
Before George Floyd, we only got three answers when it came to discussions like this. Only three answers. No, no, and hell no.
He says the fire of the summer of 2020 led to the calmer discussions happening today. Claire Tregesser, KPBS News.
Another interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve is officially here. It's the fifth increase this year, as the Fed tries to curb inflation. KPBS reporter Jacob Ayer looks at what that means for the finances of San Diegans.
The Federal Reserve raised benchmark interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point. That rate hike impacts interest rates on everything, from credit cards to auto loans and adjustable rate mortgages. Carolyn Freund is UC San Diego's Dean of Global Policy and Strategy.
So if you want to buy that new car, that new house, it's more expensive than it was just a few months ago. So this pulls back on consumption, which then puts less pressure on prices, so inflation goes down.
The Fed's five hikes so far in 2022 have increased rates by a combined 3 percentage points. The Fed indicated it will keep hiking interest rates in order to tamp down on inflation. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
San Diego's Salk Institute has just received its biggest grant ever to help create a map of the human brain. KPBS science and technology reporter Thomas Fudge reports on the effort to dive deep into understanding the brain's 90 billion neurons.
Salk neuroscientist Margarita Behrens has spent many hours working in a lab where mouse brain diagrams are taped to the wall. They represent 5 years of research into the composition of the mouse brain.
We have a very, very good atlas of the mouse brain, but we don't have a very, very good atlas of the human brain.
And that's where the National Institutes of Health's Brain Initiative comes in. The NIH has awarded Salk, UC San Diego, and two other universities a $126 million grant to create an atlas of the human brain. Salk's share of the funding is $77 million. It's the biggest grant in the institute's history. The director of the newly created research center is Salk biologist and professor Joe Ecker. He explains the center's goal.
To try to understand what are the differences in those cell types in the different layers of the cortex, for example, of your brain, where you have executive functions or motor functions, et cetera. And so it's a really a kind of a sampling process at this stage to try to understand, you know, to build maps, basically, of the information within those cells.
He hopes this information may lead to gene therapies that can target only the cell populations where the treatment is needed. How will researchers study the brain? Ecker reaches for something on the top of his desk.
Actually, I have my coffee cup here sitting on what would be a slice of a brain. This is just an image of a brain.
The research will rely on people who donate their brains to science, and the brains will be cut into slices. Behrens says brains that are harvested quickly from cadavers can still function for the benefit of research.
The person is dead. The cells are not. The cells keep functioning for a while. You can keep that tissue alive.
After 5 years of research, Ecker hopes we will know more about treating brain disorders like Alzheimer's disease and autism.
What we're counting on is that we'll have significant information in 5 years about cell types to derive the kind of information that will help geneticists say, those genetic variants lie in these regions of the genome that are controlling gene expression in this part of the brain and in these cell types, and that will be valuable information.
For the Brain Initiative, Salk will study 30 human brains. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
Director and actress Olivia Wilde is getting a lot of media attention on her personal life and the drama that happened behind the scenes of her new film. But KPBS film critic Beth Accomando wants to sidestep the hoopla to focus on Wilde's second directorial feature, Don't Worry, Darling. That opens this weekend.
Olivia Wilde's Booksmart was an indie charmer about high school best friends. With Don't Worry, Darling, the director challenges herself with something darker and more complex. But it's all wrapped up in a sunny package of mid-century model home perfection.
Jack, wait!
Don't Worry, Darling has shades of the Stepford Wives as it serves up an experimental utopian community that starts to show some cracks.
They're lying to all of us.
I can't talk to you right now, Margaret.
No one asks any questions.
But Alice decides to ask questions, and the answers are not comforting. Don't Worry, Darling has two strengths: Florence Pugh's anchoring performance as Alice and Wilde's picture-perfect visual.
Great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Toyota, on a journey toward an electrified future with more options in their lineup of electrified vehicles, offering a choice of powertrain that gives Toyota electric vehicles a balance of power and efficiency. To learn more, visit Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.